This Sunday at FedEx Field, the battle of the exciting young quarterbacks. RG3 and the Redskins host Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers.
And joining us, David Elfin, longtime Redskins beat reporter, author of The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History. Good to have you back, David.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Good. First, let's talk about whether this is truly a must-win game for the Redskins.
Yes and no. Yes, if they want to have any shot at the playoffs, but they really shouldn't have any shot at the playoffs. They're really not to that level yet. The Giants are 6-2. The Redskins are 3-5. Have already lost to the Giants. I guess you can dream about a wild card, but their schedule is really tough the rest of the way after this game.
Is it fair to compare RG3 and Cam Newton?
Well, you can compare their contracts.
Okay.
Other than that, yeah. I mean, one guy was taken first in the draft last year. The other was taken second in the draft this year. If Robert passes for something like 250 yards on Sunday, he'll be the second most prolific rookie quarterback through 9 games after Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they do have a lot in common.
Okay, well, let's talk about the Carolina Panthers themselves. Maybe the most disappointing team in the NFL, certainly on the short list there. They've only won one game this year, but they've been close in most of the others. How dangerous does that make them?
Yeah, they remind you of somebody who team wears burgundy and gold a little bit.
Just a little.
Lose a lot of close games in the end. Yeah, they have a really good offense. Their defense has been riddled with injuries. Sounds like the Redskins, and is the more vulnerable part of their team. Sounds like the Redskins. So these teams do have a lot in common, but Carolina has found a way to lose games this year. At least the Redskins have found a way to win a couple.
Well, who do you think will win?
I think the Washington Redskins will win this one. I think they need it more. They're at home. They know they have a bye coming up, so they can throw everything into this game. I think they're a little embarrassed over the Pittsburgh game last week. I think they win a close game, something like 30-27, 24-20, one of those 3-4-point games.
Okay. Well, did you know this? If the Redskins win at home the Sunday before the election day, this has happened in every election cycle since 2004. If the Redskins win at home the Sunday before election day, the White House does not change hands. And then Mitt Romney is hoping for an upset here.
Right. The stat is 17 out of 18 elections, that has proved true. The only one that didn't work was 2004. If the Redskins win, the incumbent party keeps the White House. That's how it goes. The funny thing is, though, if you're a Democrat, you have a problem because the Redskins have made the playoffs once under a Democrat since 1945. So you want your team to win, but then Obama wins, but they won't make the playoffs for the next 4 years.
So really, it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, probably not, Hillary. But it's good to talk about, isn't it?
It is. It's fun. Thank you, David.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too. David Elfin, longtime Redskins beat reporter.